We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number 4 of a 6-game series between the Jays and the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees' single-A affiliate. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're with us for your Friday night. Whether that's just for a little bit here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, or maybe you're with us for the full game tonight. Either way, glad you could jump aboard. The pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs, or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The Blue Jays come into this game day at 10-7 in the second half, 44-39 overall. That second half record is good for second place in the Florida State League West, just now one game back of Fort Myers for first place. While Tampa is 6-10 in the half, they are 30-52 overall this year. So they've gotten off to a slower start in the second half, but still very much in the mix because there's so much baseball left to be played. Let's recap last night's ball game for you. Another tight one. The fifth consecutive one-run game for the Jays. Four of them have been wins, including last night, 4-3 over the Tarpons. Blue Jays fell behind early as Tampa jumped out to a 2-0 lead with runs in the second and the third inning against Ryan Watson, who is making his single-A debut. The Blue Jays cracked Josh Groves, Tampa's starter, in the fourth inning, thanks to Arjun Namala to start. Payoff pitch is lined pretty deep to left. Castillo moving back. He looks up into the bullpen. Home run. Namala got a changeup at the bottom of the zone, and he golfed it out of here for his fifth homer of the year. Arjun Namala continuing his strong stretch, and he got the Jays on the board. That made it 2-1. Later in the inning, Tucker Thoman brought in another run on a sac fly that tied the game at 2. On the other side of the scorebook, Ryan Watson was strong in his single-A debut. 5 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs, just 1 walk with 7 strikeouts. He took the no decision. The Blue Jays pulled ahead for good in the seventh inning, after Tampa scored their third run of the ball game in the sixth to pull ahead 3-2, Blue Jays tied the game and then took the lead in the bottom of the seventh. They had to manufacture some runs as Arjun Namala drove in Nick Deschamps on a sac fly, and then Bryce Arnold scored on a wild pitch. So the Blue Jays only tallied 3 hits last night, but it was enough to get the job done for a 4-3 victory over the Tarpons. So the Blue Jays now just one game out of first place. It really feels like this playoff race is starting to heat up, even though, like we said earlier, lots of baseball left to be played. One big headline for this Jays team over the weekend is going to be some action away from Dunedin, as Fernando Perez made his way to Texas today to participate in tomorrow's All-Star Futures game. We talked to him about that yesterday before he got going. Thanks to Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, for translating. Here is Fernando Perez.
We're back on the pregame show now, joined by Fernando Perez, futures game bound. Fernando with Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager. Thank you both. And Fernando, congratulations on the honor. What does it mean to you, and what went through your head when you found out you were going to the futures game?
Primero que nada te estaba felicitando, ¿verdad?, por el ser elegido para el juego de estrella, y te quiere preguntar qué pasó por tu cabeza y qué sentiste cuando te dijeron eso.
Bueno, primeramente darle las gracias a Dios y gracias por la oportunidad, por la entrevista. Y fue algo que no me lo esperaba sinceramente, pero ese es parte del resultado que he venido trabajando, y gracias a Dios me premió con esa bendición.
Yeah, I said thank you for the opportunity. I just want to thank God for like the opportunity that he's going to have and the opportunity to be selected in the future All-Star game. Said I wasn't expecting it. Like, he never thought that was going to happen, but he's really proud, and he feels that all the work that he had put in this season and on the past years is showing up now.
Now, when you pitch in the game, there's going to be a lot of people seeing you pitch for the first time. To the people who haven't seen you pitch, how would you describe your style on the mound?
Creo que vas a estar lanzando de frente de muchas personas, ¿verdad que sí? Él ya te ha visto lanzar por un buen tiempo. Él dice que si tú le pudieras describir a personas que no te han visto, ¿cómo es tu estilo de lanzar?
No, mi estilo siempre va a ser el mismo, atacando a los bateadores siempre y tratar de mezclarle bien los picheos.
Yeah, his style is going to be the same, just trying to attack the hitters and try to mix pitches in between like every ABs.
You know, with your style and how many strikes you throw, I've noticed, especially lately, a lot of hitters have swung earlier in counts, even on the first pitch, even, you know, first time through the order. How have you had to adjust to that throughout the year?
Sabiendo el estilo que tú tienes, ¿verdad? Y sabiendo cómo tú tiras de strike y que atacas la zona. Él ha visto que los últimos, al salir de los bateadores, han sido un poco más agresivos a ti. ¿Qué has hecho para esos ajustes?
Nada, estudiando los bateadores. ¿Qué le digo? Como soy un pitcher que tiro mucho strike, los bateadores siempre van a estar agresivos. Y ahí es donde yo tengo que cambiarle mi forma de mezclar mis picheos.
Yeah, he said that he just taught the hitters, try to know who's going to be more aggressive than the others, and also just try to make some different pitches and try to mix a little bit more.
Now, let's take a jump back to maybe your childhood and growing up in Nicaragua. Not exactly known for its baseball. How did you come upon baseball, and when did you realize, okay, this is my calling?
Que él dice, sabiendo pues un poquito de ti, viniendo de Nicaragua, ¿verdad? Quiere saber un poquito de ti, que cómo fue eso, pues, cómo empezaste a jugar y cómo tú supiste que eso era lo que tú ibas a querer hacer para siempre.
No, desde la edad que tenía 8 años, yo comencé jugando pelota, me fui para El Salvador. Primero comencé como bateador, después me fui para El Salvador para una academia y ahí fue donde comenzó mi carrera como pitcher. Y cuando tenía la edad de 17 años fue cuando se me dio la oportunidad de firmar con los Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I say that first, like at 8, he was a hitter. Then he went to El Salvador, and he would join an academy over there. That's when he started pitching. And then he just kept training until like the age of 16 when he got a tryout with the Blue Jays, and then he got the chance to sign, and he decided like that was what he wanted to do.
Now, I want to talk about maybe one of your biggest accomplishments this season, your immaculate inning, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts. When you walked off the mound, it was almost a poker face, barely a smile from you. What was going through your head in that situation? Did you know you threw an immaculate inning?
Él quiere hablar un poquito del inning inmaculado que lanzaste los 9 strikes, ¿verdad? Él dice que no se te veía ningún tipo de emoción, solamente como una pequeña sonrisa cuando saliste del montículo. Quiere saber que... ¿Qué fue eso? ¿O si tú sabías o no sabías qué estaba pasando?
No, sinceramente en ese inning inmaculado fue algo que no lo sabía. Yo traté de sacar mis 3 outs y sinceramente no lo sabía. Y cuando después que terminó el inning fue cuando me di cuenta que había tirado ese inning inmaculado y sinceramente me emocioné mucho en ese momento.
Yeah, he said exactly that. Like, at the moment, he was just trying to get those 3 outs, and he was not even thinking, he didn't realize it. And until when he finished the inning that he got back to the dugout was when he realized it, that he just threw the immaculate inning. But at that time, he was just, like, actually, like, trying to get those 3 outs until he found out when he was in the dugout, and he was very, very excited about it.
Now you're leaving for the Futures game tomorrow, Futures game on Saturday. What's your biggest goal when you're down there on the field, off the field, and how excited are you?
Vas a viajar para el juego de Futura Estrella, ¿verdad? Y vas a estar el sábado allá. ¿Qué es lo que quieres experimentar? ¿Qué quieres hacer tanto dentro como fuera del terreno en esos días que vas a estar allá?
No, es una nueva experiencia para mí. Ya estuve en el breakout contra el juego de prospecto y ahora es algo que muy emocionante que... Nada, tratar de aprender de los otros muchachos y de los managers también que fueron grandes ligas.
Yeah, he said that it's something that he had never experienced. He was in the breakout, but this is a different experience. He's trying to go out there, have fun, and try to learn from his teammates and his managers and coaches that are going to be there that being in the big leagues as well.
All right, Fernando Perez, headed to the Futures game. Congratulations, and thanks for the time.
That was Fernando Perez in our conversation prior to yesterday's ball game before his flight to Texas. Back here at TD Ballpark, getting you set for game 4 of 6 between Tampa and the DJs. Let's take a look at the Florida State League West standings. The standings here are the overall standings for the season, where the Blue Jays are in third place ahead of Fort Myers, who is in first place in the second half standings. But the Blue Jays are sneaking up on them. They are one game back, as Fort Myers has lost 3 straight, and the Blue Jays have won 8 of their last 10 games. Tampa is 4.5 games back in the second half standings. Let's dive into tonight's pitching matchup. And the pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. It should be a fun one. Jorge Bautista takes the baseball for the Jays, as he's thrown 29 1/3 innings. His ERA is at 6.44, partially inflated by his last start, a season-high 5 earned runs on 7 hits last week on the 4th against Clearwater. He'll be opposed by Chase Hampton, the Yankees' number 3 prospect and a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, working his way back from a UCL sprain on rehab from Double A Somerset. New Hampshire would be the Blue Jays affiliate. Hampton last season in over 100 innings pitched to a 3.63 ERA between High A and Double A. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Let's take a listen into our nation's national anthem, and then we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch next.
Yeah.
That was Morgan Delk on our nation's national anthem. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Starting with visitors from Tampa, it opens up once again with George Lombard Jr. leading off and playing shortstop. Roderick Arias will bat second and play second base. Dylan Hasso, who's third in the league in RBIs, will bat third and play first base. Jackson Castillo is out in center field batting cleanup. Willie Montero will bat fifth and play right. Hans Montero will bat sixth and play third base. Josue Gonzalez back at catcher tonight, batting seventh. Anthony Hall is the DH, batting eighth. And Kobe Morales rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. So Tampa's lineup, pretty much the same as it's been all week with the addition of Mr. Hull on rehab from High A. Those are the Tarpons. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, who were limited to three hits yesterday but still won. Victor Arias will lead it off and play left. It's the 18-year-old phenom Arjun Namala batting ahead of the 40-year-old sage vet Joey Votto. Namala at short, Votto at first. Christian Feliz is the DH. Brennan Orff back in the lineup tonight, batting fifth, playing right. Manuel Beltre is the second baseman, hitting sixth. Edward Duran will catch. Gene Joseph is out in center, batting eighth. And Drew Jemison plays his second game in single A, batting ninth and playing third base. That's the lineup and the defense behind Jorge Bautista, who gets the starting nod for the Jays tonight. Bautista with a 6.44 ERA and six appearances. Five of them starts for the Jays, his lone bullpen appearance, a piggyback outing in relief of Ricky Tiedemann a few weeks back. Bautista working from the windup against George Lombard Jr. First pitch on the way. Fastball misses low, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us on your Friday night. Another strong night for baseball. 1-0 is a high bouncer down to third. Jemison hops, comes down with the ball, throws across the way in time for a quick out number one. Base is empty for Roderick Arias.
Now batting, second baseman, number 9, Roderick Arias.
Arias went 2-for-4 last night with a walk and a strikeout, batting from the left side, first pitch. Fastball misses low and in. It's 1-0. Game time temperature tonight at 90 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. 1-0 misses low and in again. Arias hops out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Arias, the Yankees' number 4 prospect, waits on the 2-0 and swings and flies it foul, third baseline. Two balls, one strike. Arias hitting .215 on the year with six homers, .671 OPS. 2-1, way outside. That's ball three, and it's 3-1. Bautista uses a sinking fastball, a slider. Those are his two primary pitches. Also mixes in a straight fastball, four-seamer, and a changeup. 3-1. Arias bounces it foul, first base side, past the first base coach. Antonio Pacheco down there. Runs the count full, 3-2 on Arias. He was signed by the Yankees out of the DR in January 2022. Bats in an upright stance. The payoff pitch is tapped foul, and we'll do it again. Talking about Bautista's arsenal, his recent struggles, much of it has come against his slider. Opponents hitting .350 against that pitch with a 50% hard hit rate. Another 3-2. Misses outside. That's ball four. Just off the low outside edge, and Roderick Arias works a one-out walk.
Number 44, Dylan Hasso.
So here's Dylan Hasso with a man on. No score, just getting started, top of the first. Hasso, one of the league leaders with 46 RBIs. First pitch. It's called strike. Sinker on the inside corner, makes it 0-1. Tonight is an ABS challenge game. So William Pascal is calling the zone himself. 0-1. It's a breaking ball popped up. First base side, foul ground. Joey Votto gives it a look and watches it land into the seats. Quickly 0-2 on Hasso, who comes in hitting .226 on the season, but in the midst of quite the slump, hitting .086 over his last 10. 0-2, there goes Arias. Pitch is called strike three. Throw down in time to get him. Arias laying on second base with one arm up as if to say, hey, I thought I got in there, but it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the top of the first. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Tampa starter tonight is a rehabbing Chase Hampton on assignment from AA Somerset. Franchise's number 3 prospect and baseball's number 82 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. No score in the bottom of the first, and Hampton has been assigned a pitch clock violation. First pitch to Victor Arias. Blue Jays leadoff man misses outside, so that's ball 2. It's 2-0. Got to be honest, I'm not entirely sure why Hampton was charged for a pitch timer violation there. 2-0, misses low on a fastball, 3 balls, no strikes on Arias, who went 0-for-3 yesterday. The pitch timer violation was assessed to Hampton with 20 seconds left on the pitch clock. 3-0. Fastball misses off the outside corner, and Victor Arias works a 3-pitch free pass to open his night. Thanks to the clock. Now there's Arjun Namala. This is a fun matchup. Chase Hampton, 22 years old, drafted by the Yankees in 2022. Their number 3 prospect against the Jays' number 3 prospect. And the first pitch is screamed foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Namala has been swinging it lately. Average up to .216 thanks to 14 hits since his return on June 27th. A one from Hampton. A slider called strike on the inside corner. 0-2. Hampton throws a fastball that can reach up to 97 when he's at his best. A slider, a curveball, and also a cutter. He sets the belt. 0-2 to Arjun. Breaking ball popped up behind home plate, and this one will find the seats. So Namala stays alive, still 0-2. So not only is Namala really swinging it lately, but this Blue Jays group as a whole is off to an excellent start in July with a .900 team OPS. That's the best in the league so far this month here on July 12th. Another 0-2 from Hampton. Breaking ball, bounded foul down the third base line. Still 0-2. No score, bottom one. Arias is a threat to steal over at first base. He's got 15 of them, tied for the team lead. Being held on over there by Hasso. Another 0-2 to Namala. Has popped up first base side, and this one's out of play. Fastball at 91 there from Hampton. anytime any pitcher is coming off any sort of arm injury, you're hyper-focused on that velo, especially with Hampton coming off a UCL sprain, a ligament in the elbow. Hampton kicks and delivers as Arias goes. Breaking ball spiked out in front of the plate. Gonzalez knocks it down, but Arias is in standing to second. He's got a stolen base, and the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position in the bottom of the first. Hampton picks up the rosin bag, tosses it around to himself, and calls time as he checks out the signs and tells Josue Gonzalez which sign he wants with Arias on second. He gives him a look, kicks and delivers, and Namala checks his swing on a fastball up and in. He held up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That last fastball at 90 from Hampton. That's right around where he sat in college at Texas Tech before the Yankees drafted him in the 6th round. The 2-2. Breaking ball called. Strike 3. That was the slide piece. And boy, did it look sharp there. Namala's out number 1.
First baseman, number 24, Joey Votto.
And here is Joey Votto. Arias on second. We've got no score. Bottom one. Votto went 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a strikeout and some hard lineouts. First pitch to the lefty is lined into right down for a hit. Montero over to the corner to fetch it as Arias cruises around third. He scores standing, and Joey Votto pounces for a first pitch RBI single. Blue Jays lead at 1-0.
Designated hitter, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Here's Christian Feliz, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. He's extended his good week into this week, riding a 9-game on-base streak. First pitch, the lefty takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball at 91 there, the four-seamer from Hampton. At RBI for Joey is 7th in DJ's uniform in 12 games. 0-1. Feliz watches a slider, missed low and away. 1-1. Feliz hitting .203. He's just recently brought that average above the Mendoza line. He's launched 14 homers. 1-1. A cut and a miss on the high cheddar. Makes it 1-2. Feliz second in the league in homers, and he's on pace to hit the most homers by a DJ in a single season since Aurelvis Martinez in 2021. The 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball swung on and missed in the dirt, and Feliz is out, and Votto takes off for second, and he's tagged out there. So with first base occupied, it wasn't a drop third strike, and Joey Votto runs into an out. So a little confusion creates a strike him out, throw him out, double play. But Joey Votto puts the Blue Jays in front. RBI single scores Arias, and it's 1-0 Jays through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Center fielder, number 12, Jackson Castillo.
Blue Jays 1, Tampa nothing as we go to the top of the second inning. Joey Votto, RBI single, opens the scoring tonight. And Jorge Bautista fires the first pitch to Jackson Castillo. It misses inside for ball one. 4-5-6 here for the Tarpons. Bautista kicks and fires. And Castillo watches a fastball just miss outside. Two balls, no strikes. Castillo went 1-for-4 last night with an RBI. The pitch. Now that's a strike. Well-located fastball right on that outside edge. 2-1. Castillo hitting 300 over his last 10 to bring his average to 256 overall. He slaps the 2-1 into left. Victor Arias takes a few steps in. He's under it and puts the squeeze on it for out number one. Base is empty for Willie Montero.
Right fielder, number 27, Willie Montero.
1-0 Jays, top of the second inning. Righty-on-righty matchup here. The first offer is slung in there for a called strike. Fastball at 90, makes it 0-1. Montero went 1-for-4 yesterday. His lone hit was a triple. 0-1 pitch is rolled sharply down to third, gobbled up by Jemison. He gathers and throws to first. Votto moves across the bag to haul in the throw for a quick out number two.
Third baseman, number 10, Hans Montero.
Nobody on for Hans Montero. Tonight's outing feels like a big one for Bautista. Last one before the All-Star break. Want to end it on a high note. First pitch to Montero. Called strike on a slider. Outside corner, 0-1. Bautista has struggled lately, especially last week. 5 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. 0-1 is called strike two. Near that same location, different pitch. Went to the fastball there. He's way out in front, 0-2. The kick and the toss. Montero just gets a piece of it. Fouls it back. We'll have a do-over. We've seen that Bautista is certainly capable as he went 7 innings, only allowing 1 run in one of his first starts with the DJs back on June 4th. 0-2 is swung on and missed. He got him. Went to the cutter up high, and Jorge Bautista has faced the minimum through 2 hitless innings. On to the home second. Blue Jays lead it 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, right fielder, number 29, Brennan Orff.
One zip Blue Jays as we go to the bottom of the second inning, and Chase Hampton looks for a bounce back for Tampa. Second inning of a rehab start. First pitch to Brennan Orff, a fellow rehabber. And the pitch is a called strike, but Orff pulls a challenge out of his back pocket. And the call is overturned, ball one. So a successful challenge for Mr. Orff, who usually doesn't have that luxury up in High A Vancouver. He went 0 for 4 last night, 1-0. A fastball near that same location, outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hampton at 17 pitches after somewhat of a long first inning. 2-0 pitch. Orff hits it well, hits it high, hits it deep to right, and that ball is out of here. Round tripper for Brennan Orff doubles the Blue Jays' lead. It's now 2-0 in the second.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
This Blue Jays club now has a homer in 6 straight games and 8 of their last 9. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. First pitch to him is hit high in the air. This one will stay in the park in shallow left. Kobe Morales, the left fielder, calls everybody off and makes the catch for out number one.
Catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
So here's Edward Duran. 244 batter on the year. First pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Duran played earlier in the week. Went 1-for-3 with a walk. 1-0. Is lined into right. Slicing away from Montero. He runs it down and makes the catch in the corner. Willie Montero covering a ton of ground out there. And Duran is retired.
Gene Joseph.
So nobody on for Gene Joseph. Blue Jays lead it 2-0. Bottom of the second inning. So Hampton only went right around 30 pitches in his first two rehab outings on the complex. We'll see if it's that same neighborhood today. First pitch to Gene Joseph, called strike, and it's 0-1. Gene hitting 239 on the campaign. The pitch. Low and away for a ball. On the sweeping slider. Hampton said after he was drafted, the Yankees turned that slider into more of a sweeper profile. He twists and tosses. And Joseph takes the slider low and away. Two balls, one strike. A little bit of action now in Tampa's bullpen. As it looks like Gabriel Barbosa is up and moving around. As Hampton fires, Joseph cues it on the first base side. It stays foul. Two balls, two strikes. Hampton's fastball velo hasn't exactly been its normal lively self, which is of some concern if you're with the Yankees. 2-2 is popped up on the infield, foul ground, third base side, and it floats into the seats. So we'll have a do-over. Blue Jays lead 2-0 bottom of the second inning thanks to an RBI single from Votto in the first and then a solo homer from Brennan Orff here in this home second. Hampton, the Texas Tech product. Texas boy, born and raised. 2-2. A slider out in front of the plate. Taken for ball three. So it's full on Gene. Pitch count at 27 now for Hampton. Had a breakout year last year between two levels. Payoff pitch is skied into center. Sends Castillo back. He has a beat on it. He's under it and makes the one-handed grab to end the inning. Four fly balls in the inning. Three of them were outs, but one of them was a homer. Brandon Orff goes deep out to right. Blue Jays double their lead. It's now 2-0 through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Good aim for the Tarpons. Catcher number 18, Josue Gonzalez.
DJs lead Tampa 2-0 in the top of the third at TD Ballpark. Jorge Bautista fires the first pitch to Josue Gonzalez, and the righty pops it up. Right on the edge of the infield dirt, first base side, Joey Votto uses full extension to haul it in. One pitch, one out for Bautista. Continues a trend in this game, at least early, of very quick outs for Jorge. A welcomed trend. First pitch to Anthony Hall. Lefty bounces it foul, first base side. And it's 0-1. Hall on rehab from High A Hudson Valley. The Oregon product. The Yankees' top 30 list last year. 0-1 has rolled right back to Votto at first. He waves off Bautista, says, I've got it, and he beats Hall by about a step and a half to the first base bag. First to P3, and now three unassisted.
Left fielder,
there's Kobe Morales.
Kobe Morales.
Votto continuing to move well. Still working his way back from that severe ankle sprain that he suffered back in spring training. And a lot of the questions surrounding Votto and his time here in Dunedin, first pitch to Kobe Morales, misses inside, it's 1-0, have been somewhat, okay, why is Votto still on the Blue Jays roster? And look at it this way. Guys, especially the age of Votto, he's now 40, 1-0. Morales flies it foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Those players are the ones that need spring training more than anybody else. And Votto signed late, got a late start on spring training to begin with, and then he got hurt to truncate his spring training. 1-1 misses low. Two balls, one strike. So, these are somewhat like spring training games for him. And yes, it's July. Yes, we're already past the 4th of July, but you got to gear up. 2-1, broken bat grounder right at Beltre at second. He fields it cleanly, overhands to Votto at first. And that ends the inning. Jorge Bautista faces the minimum first time through. Blue Jays lead 2-0 going to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
The bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, third baseman, number 10, Drew Jemison.
Blue Jays bats off to a hot start against Chase Hampton tonight. They lead 2-0, bottom of the third. And Hampton is back out for the third inning. First pitch to Drew Jemison is looped down the line and left. It drops fair into the corner. Jemison around first base, and he's into second with a leadoff double. Blue Jays dugout real happy for Drew, who picks up his first base hit in a DJ's uniform. Somebody save that baseball. Blue Jays dugout all over it, asking for the ball. And Chase Hampton finally recognizes and flings it back to the Blue Jays dugout. So here's the top of the order in Victor Arias. He walked and scored the game's first run in the first on Joey Votto's RBI single. First pitch to the lefty. Arias swings and pops it up. Shallow left field. Montero, the third baseman in foul ground, reaches out and can't make the catch. Drops foul, and Arias gets some new life. The count 0-1 on Victor. Comes into action tonight, top 10 in the Florida State League in OPS, slugging, on base percentage, average, hitting .273 with his OPS at .827. 0-1. He swings away again, lines it down the left field side, and this one fades well out of play. Hampton out in front, 0-2. So he's hit the 31-pitch mark for the second straight outing. We'll see how much deeper he goes. As Gabriel Barbosa, a righty, is just about ready for the Tarpons out in the left field bullpen. Hampton reads the sign from Gonzalez. The Yankees' number three prospect deals. And Arias watches a breaking ball skip out in front of the plate. Gonzalez hustles to it on the warning track, but it's too late. And Jemison hustles down to third. Blue Jays with another run 90 feet away, already leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Hampton didn't allow a run in two innings. His last rehab start with the complex team. Struck out two and walked two. 1-2 to Arias. Breaking ball, misses low and in, and it hit him. A literal back foot breaking ball. That puts Arias aboard. No outs, men on the corners for Arjun Namala, and that might be all for
Short
Hampton.
Stop, number 18, Arjun Namala.
Michelle Hernandez, the acting manager for Tampa, stays in the dugout as Arjun Namala comes to the plate. Hampton struck him out looking back in the first. Right-hander on right-hander. Hampton fires, and Damala takes a sweeper low. It's 1-0. So Hampton struggling a little bit tonight, but last season he made a big introduction in his first season as a pro. Over 100 innings, 3.63 ERA between high A and double A. The 1-0, Arias takes off, and Damala swings and pops it up. Into right center, Castillo moves over. He's called off by Willie Montero. The right fielder makes the catch. Jemison tags from third. He scores without a throw. And the Blue Jays lead burgeons to 3-0. And that will be all for Hampton. He takes the baseball. Hernandez does from Hampton. That's the end of the line for the Yankees' number three prospect tonight on a rehab assignment from Double A. He allows three runs on three hits. His line not yet closed with Arias on first base. New Hurdler coming out next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Blue Jays lead to 3-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After 2 1/3 innings, Chase Hampton's third rehab start is done. He's got three runs on his line right now as the Blue Jays lead at 3-0. And Gabriel Barbosa takes over for Tampa. He's got a 5.21 ERA and 15 appearances. Almost all of them as a starter, 13 of them to be exact. And he gets to face Joey Votto for his first hitter, first pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Welcome to the ball game. You get to face one of the best hitters of this generation. Votto lined an RBI single in the first inning. Scored Victor Arias. Arias over at first, being held on by Hasso, and a throw over. Arias dives back in safely. Barbosa allowing opponents to hit 268 against him. He started against this Jays club before. 0-1. Votto takes just low. One ball, one strike. Barbosa, a native of Brazil, acquired by the Yankees in the Rule 5 draft, minor league portion, back in December. Throw over to first. Arias was leaning, but he got back in. Good move from Barbosa. No harm except a dirtied up uniform for Victor. He stole second base in the first. Wouldn't at all be surprising to see him take off on this pitch. And there he goes. The 1-1 is hit high in the air into left. Morales trailing back in front of the track. He twists underneath it and makes the catch. So Arias back to first, and Votto's set down for out number two.
Designated hitter, number 34, Christian Feliz.
So here's Christian Feliz. Struck out swinging in the first inning against Hampton. Hampton only had two strikeouts. Pitch is final line when it's closed. First pitch to Christian. A fastball called strike. And it's 0-1. Barbosa, 22 years old, stands at 6'1", 183. A one pitch. Arias goes again. Pitch misses outside. Throw down is in time to get him. Bang, bang play at second. Blue Jays don't agree with the call. Looked like Arias might have gotten in there, but he's caught stealing to end the inning. Blue Jays score again, though, on a sac fly from Namala. It's now 3-0. Going to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Blue Jays fans, it's time to welcome...
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Jr.
Jorge Bautista getting plenty of early run support. Blue Jays have scored in each of the first three innings. They lead 3-0 over Tampa. Meanwhile, Bautista has faced the minimum through three. So here's the first pitch to George Lombard Jr. in the fourth. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lombard wants a challenge, though. Tampa's first, and the call is reversed. So it's ball one.
The strike has been overturned. The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
Lombard 0-for-1 with a ground out down to third. 1-0 pitch. He takes upstairs for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. The Yankees' number six prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. 2-0 pitch. Lombard takes a called strike in the upper half of the zone. It's 2-1. Lombard just 19 years old, but boy, does he have a refined approach. He's starting to swing it a little bit better. 2-1 misses up and in. He leans out of the way. Three balls, one strike. You'd expect Lombard's approach not only at the plate, but with the glove and the field to be refined, which it all is, considering his dad, of course, George Lombard Sr. 3-1, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Lombard knew it. Runs it full, 3-2. George Lombard, now the bench coach in Detroit. Former big leaguer. Now longtime major league coach. Bautista with the twist and the toss. And it's a called strike three. Slider in the top half of the zone sets him down. Bautista with his third strikeout. Base is empty for Roderick Arias.
Second baseman, number 9, Roderick Arias.
Arias walked in the first inning, then was caught stealing at second base to end the frame. First pitch, he swings away and pops it up. Shallow left, Arias towards the line out there, and Victor Arias puts away Roderick Arias. Two up, two down for Jorge Bautista.
First baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
So here's Dylan Hasso. Arias the only man to reach against Bautista so far tonight. First pitch to Hasso is tapped foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. DJ's 3, Tampa nothing. Top of the fourth. Blue Jays have already matched their hit total from last night. 0-1. Misses in. Almost glanced off Hasso, but he jackknifes out of the way. Kind of looked like he was stretching his back out, getting out of the way of that pitch. 1-1. He has a bouncer to shortstop. Namala charges, gobbles it up, sidearms Tavado at first in time, and Jorge Bautista keeps on cruising along. What a beautiful night for baseball in Dunedin. He still faces the minimum through four. Blue Jays lead 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the home half of the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Going to the bottom of the fourth at TD Ballpark. It's the Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing. As some young fans give the thumbs up to our camera down in the seating bowl. Thumbs up indeed. Blue Jays are playing good ball. First pitch to Christian Feliz from Gabriel Barbosa. It is called strike. 0-1. So Barbosa took over for Chase Hampton with one out last inning. Get you Hampton's final line here in a second. 0-1 to Christian. Swing and a miss. Rather foul tip off Josue Gonzalez, the catcher. And he falls in a heap of pain behind home plate. So it's 0-2 on Christian at the expense of Mr. Gonzalez. So Hampton went 2 2/3. Three hits, three earned runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. Not exactly, I'm sure, what Hampton expected, but obviously a very talented pitcher. He'll be back on the bump soon. 0-2, a swing and a miss from Feliz. He goes down swinging for the second time tonight, and Barbosa has his first strikeout.
Number 29, Brennan Orff.
Here's Brennan Orff, who blasted a solo homer out to right against Hampton his first time. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-0. Just so happens this bottom of the fourth inning is the home run inning here at TD Ballpark. How it works is Blue Jays hit a homer, a few fans get a prize. Check swing from Orff. He taps it. Foul. Tampa's dugout thought it bounced off Orff, but it didn't, as he was moving towards first a little bit. One ball, one strike. So if the Blue Jays hit a homer, in the home run inning. A few fans get gift cards. 1-1. Misses low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, it seems like each of the last 3 or 4 games it's happened. Bryce Arnold delivered the other night. Joey Votto delivered on Saturday night. Let's see if it happens again. 2-1. Orff takes a looping swing and a miss on a slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That homer for Orff was his first base hit on his rehab assignment with the Jays. Back here at TD Ballpark from High A Vancouver. 2-2. A curveball called, strike 3 on the outside. Black. Orff goes down looking. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Barbosa. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing. Bottom of the 4th. Game 4 of a 6-game set. Before the break. First pitch to Beltre. Breaking ball misses inside. It's 1-0. Beltre flied out to left in the second inning. The pitch. Down and outside. Ball 2. Manny's average on the season now 251 after that pop out earlier tonight. He's launched 4 homers and his OPS sits right at 700. 2-0 pitch. A slider just misses in. Runs it to 3-0. Beltre has been one of the Blue Jays' leading hitters all season. Just trying to get it going again here this week. 3-0 pitch. He takes all the way, and a slider falls in for a called strike. It's 3-1. Well, no matter what Manny's doing at the plate, he always brings it in the field, and he certainly always brings that leadership aspect to this group. 3-1. A fastball upstairs, taken for ball 4, and the Blue Jays have a 2-out base runner in the 4th. Inning is extended for Edward Durant.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Durant.
Durant flied out into the corner and right, where Willie Montero made a nice running catch in the 2nd inning. Blue Jays lead 3-0. Home half of the 4th, first pitch. A slider taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. A little bit of blue sky overhead, also some gray clouds over TD Ballpark, but all said it's comfortable. 0-1 is chopped down to third base. Montero scoops it up and loops it over the short way to second base to cut down Beltre on the fielder's choice. So the inning is over, and for the first time tonight, the Blue Jays do not score. They still lead 3-0. Through 4 full on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Now batting for the Tarpon.
Jorge Bautista has something good brewing so far tonight. Blue Jays lead 3-0 over Tampa, and Bautista has only allowed one base runner. He came on a first inning walk. He'll face 4-5-6. And Tampa's lineup starting with Jackson Castillo. First pitch, called strike. Jackson wants a challenge, though. Taps his helmet. Turns to home plate umpire William Pascal, who says, whoops.
The strike has been overturned.
That's actually a ball. So it's 1-0. Castillo flied out to left in the second. The pitch is pulled right at Beltre at second base. He fields it cleanly, throws in time to first. One away. Here's Willie Montero.
Right fielder, number 27, Willie Montero.
Montero grounded out down to Drew Jemison at third base in the second inning. Bautista from the windup kicks and fires. Montero takes a called strike as a sinker paints the outside corner, but he's not so sure about that call. So it's challenged, and that call is upheld, so Tampa loses its first challenge tonight.
The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
So 0-1, the pitch. Another fastball, another called strike, but another challenge. And the call is overturned.
The called strike has been overturned.
So Montero batting 500 on his challenge attempts. He had to be sure about that one. 1-1 is pulled foul down the third base line. It hugged the chalk. He was just out in front. It's 1-2. Can't imagine the interaction in the dugout would have been too pleasant for Willie if that last challenge was unsuccessful, because it would have brought Tampa down to just one challenge left, and it's only the fifth. 1-2 is fouled off the hands and into the seats. One fan who just came up from the concourse with a hot dog, disappointed as he watches that one bounce away. Another youngster comes out with it. Another 1-2. Misses in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. That young man with the foul ball, he's got a Cleveland Guardians hat on and a Major League shirt. I don't think he looks old enough to watch the movie Major League, though, but who am I to judge? 2-2. Down and outside. That's ball three. Runs it full. 3-2. What is that movie rated anyways? That was back before they kind of cracked down on those ratings. Probably PG. Payoff pitch, low and in. That's ball four. And Willie Montero works a one-out walk, and it's Tampa's second base runner tonight. So from one Montero to the next, here's Hans.
Hans Montero.
3-0 Jays, top of the fifth. Hans Montero struck out swinging in the second. First pitch, fastball just off the outside edge. And it's 1-0. Bautista sets the belt, fires, and Montero takes a big wave and a foul tip. Off Edward Duran. One ball, one strike. When Bautista is at his best, that sinking fastball results in a lot of ground ball outs. 1-1. A check swing from Montero. He went around, and he's behind 1-2. So far tonight, Bautista has induced 6 ground outs. A couple fly ball outs sprinkled in there as well. The 1-2. Montero thought better of a cutter outside. Held up. It's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Learned his lesson after that first one. So Bautista reads the sign from Duran. The kick and the pitch. Misses low and away. Bautista's in danger of walking back-to-back batters. He's just at 52 pitches here in the top of the fifth. Bautista without a hit on his line. Payoff pitch misses up and in. Ball four. And now Jorge Bautista's in a jam for the first time tonight. Both Monteros aboard. Josue Gonzalez comes to the plate. And Edward Duran heads out to the mound. Well, this is going to be the biggest spot of the game so far for Bautista, who had really been on cruise control through four innings. Gonzalez popped out to Joey Votto at first base back in the third inning. Gonzalez just getting his first few tastes of full season ball, but so far so good. Had an RBI the other night. First pitch. A check swing on a slider low and way. He held up. Wasn't close, and it's 1-0. So Bautista's lost a little bit of touch here in this fifth inning. Blue Jays trying to keep their lead right here at 3-0. The 1-0 pitch is chopped to shortstop. Could be two. Namala to Beltre for one. Beltre to Votto for two. 6-4-3, roll it up, and it's five no-hit shutout innings for Jorge Bautista tonight. On to the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays lead holds 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's been a fun one for the Jays so far tonight. They've opened up a 3-0 lead on Tampa as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays with three runs on three hits, all coming in the first three innings. And on the other side of things, Tampa with a goose egg in that hits column. Glad you're with us on your Friday night. Larry Larson in with you. You can participate in tonight's broadcast. Shoot us a text at 813-291-3932. Let us know where you're tuned in from. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Jays here against Gabriel Barbosa. Gene Joseph, Drew Jemison, and Victor Arias. Joseph 0-for-1 with flyout to center. First pitch. Curveball called strike, and it's 0-1. We did get a text earlier. Scott and Mandy are enjoying Dunedin Blue Jays baseball from Orcanum, Ohio. They love Joey Votto. Pitch to Joseph, broken bat tapper back to the mound. Barbosa gloves it, flips underhand to Hasso, who fumbles it for a moment but recovers. And Joseph is out
third
number one.
Baseman, number 10, Drew Jemison.
Yeah. Jamison doubled his last time. That was in the third for his first hit here in single A. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. On a slider. It's 0-1. Jamison was signed by the Jays out of Indy Ball with the Lexington Legends. Hit 271 there in 36 games to open up his year. 0-1. It's called strike. Slider on the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Barbosa with a wide stance on the rubber. Twists and deals. And the pitch misses low and in. Low and out, rather. Either way, it's ball one. 1-2. Jemison, spelled J-E-M-I-S-O-N. He's a native of New York. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball spotted up on the inside corner. Jemison wants a challenge, though, making sure William Pascal saw the call. So he pops his earbud in, and the call stands. So Jemison caught looking. Two up, two down for Barbosa here in the fifth. Here's Victor Arias.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
First pitch to Victor. Misses way outside. Ball one. It's the Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing. Bottom of the fifth. Arias has reached twice tonight. Once on a walk. Then he scored on Joey Votto's RBI single in the first. He's also hit with a pitch in the third. The offer. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Victor with some pink wrist tape, pink arm sleeve, red batting gloves, and his light blue jersey. 2-0. A check swing from Victor. It's called strike. So it's 2-1. Blue Jays in those powder blue jerseys again. Those things have grown on him. Won a lot of games in them lately. 2-1. Arias swings away and comes up empty on a slide piece. Two balls, two strikes. Light blue caps, navy blue bills, with home white pants. Tampa mixed it up tonight. They're in their road grays with Tampa across the chest in navy blue, trimmed in light blue. Same numbers and trim on the back. Navy blue caps and light blue bills. The 2-2 is in the dirt. Runs it full, 3-2. Somebody with Tampa must have heard us talking about tarpons during yesterday's broadcast. Their navy blue jerseys had that tarpon fish on the left chest. Tarpons are not a pretty fish. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. And Gabriel Barbosa has four strikeouts and two full shutout innings. He's froze this score. Blue Jays still lead 3-0 as we go to the top of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Top of the sixth inning for Tampa, designated hitter Anthony Hall.
We are zipping right along tonight. It's the top of the sixth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 3-0 over Tampa. Jorge Bautista's first pitch to Anthony Hall. Misses outside. It's 1-0. The score is always significant, but the hits column also significant right now. 1-0 to Hall. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Bautista has thrown five no-hit innings. Had to get out of a jam last inning. Worked around two walks with a double play ball. 2-0. Is hit high in the air into right. Orff moves back. He's at the track, at the wall. Makes the catch. Ballpark just big enough to hold that one, and Hall is 0 for 2. Here's Kobe Morales. Morales 0 for 1 with a ground out tonight. Blue Jays lead 3-0 over Tampa. First pitch, low and in. On a fastball, and it's 1-0. So Bautista has been remarkably efficient tonight, in case you're just joining us. This is his 60th pitch, and it's lined into left. Arias over, he makes the catch. So it's two up, two down for Jorge in the sixth. Here's George Lombard Jr. Third time through the lineup starts now. And things always get a little bit harder for starting pitchers on that third time through. First pitch. Check swing, and it's a foul ball in on the hands. Looks like that pitch was close to hitting Lombard, but hit his lumber instead. 0-1, 3-0 Blue Jays, three runs on three hits. 0-1, cut and a miss, it's 0-2. Tampa with no runs on no hits. Lombard went hitless last night, 0 for 5. He's now 0 for his last 7 with a strikeout and a ground out tonight. Bautista on the center of the rubber, has the sign, twists and tosses. And Lombard flies it towards the gap in left center. Long run for Joseph. He drops the ball on the warning track. He fires towards third, and Lombard's in standing at second base. Oh, man. Whole lot of pressure on Jorge Bautista, but now just a little pressure on the official scorer as well.
Second baseman, number 9.
That is probably an error on Gene Joseph. He got there. Ball just smacked off the heel of his glove. Now everybody waits in anticipation, looking at the scoreboard. Hit or an error? We don't have a decision yet. Either way, Lombard Jr. in scoring position. First pitch to Arias is flied into right. Orff is camped under this one. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Official score ruling pending on that play that allowed Lombard to reach second base. So Bautista could have six no-hit innings right now. And it is an error. So six no-hit innings indeed. We go to the home sixth. Still 3-0 Jays.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, shortstop, Arjun Nambala.
Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing. Bottom of the sixth inning at TD Ballpark in what's turned into a pitcher's duel. Jorge Bautista has not allowed a hit through six innings. Blue Jays scored their runs in the first three innings, but they've been quiet since against Gabriel Barbosa. His first pitch to Arjun Nambala is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So it's 2-3-4. Two up for the Jays. Nambala, Votto, and Feliz. Nambala, 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a sac fly. A 1 pitch is cued foul. Off the catcher, Josue Gonzalez. And it's 0-2. Arjun second in the league in hits and extra base hits since he returned to the Jays roster on June 27th. Just 18 years old and raking. 0-2. It is bounced foul. He stays alive. The man a lot of folks are tuned in for waits on deck. Another 0-2 is swung on and missed. Nambala chased a slider down and outside. He's down swinging, and the bases are empty for Joey Votto.
First baseman, number 24, Joey Votto.
Five strikeouts for Gabriel Barbosa now. Votto 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first. Part of this Blue Jays 3-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to him. Lefty watches a changeup outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Just yesterday, there was an article in The Athletic posted about the Mets' Brandon Nimmo and how he drew some inspiration from something Joey Votto shared in an interview last year. 1-0, he bounces it foul behind home plate. 1-1. So Votto shared a conversation he had with David Ortiz in the middle of a season when he was struggling. Votto asked him, hey, how do I get out of this? And Ortiz basically said, just stop worrying. 1-1 misses down. And Ortiz asked Votto, how would you swing if you were in the backyard playing baseball? And Votto said, well, I'd probably be a little more free. And Brandon Nimmo saw that and thought, hey, I need to get freed up. 2-1, Votto with a big swing and a miss on a curve. 2-2. So it worked for Votto, and what do you know? It's worked for Brandon Nimmo. A lot of people are saying he's the biggest all-star snub this year. So he's having quite the breakout, especially in the power numbers. It's 2-2 on Votto. Barbosa fires, and Votto rolls it foul towards the Blue Jays' first base dugout. Still 2-2. Well, part of the point of that story is when Votto talks, especially hitting, guys listen. He's got that long big league career to back all that up. 2-2 again is tapped back to the pitcher. Barbosa pounces off the mound, gloves it, and flips underhand to Hasso at first to set down Votto. Two up, two down for Barbosa in the sixth.
Designated hitter, number 34, Christian Feliz.
So here's Christian Feliz. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. Both swinging. One against Chase Hampton, who started the game on rehab for Tampa. One against Barbosa. First pitch. A big swing comes up empty and it's 0-1. DJ's 3, Tampa zip. Bottom 6. Hey, speaking of David Ortiz, Christian Feliz, big number 34. Inspired by David Ortiz. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Feliz, a native of the Dominican Republic. Proud baseball nation. Feliz in a closed stance. Gazes out at Barbosa. Working from the windup. The Brazilian twists and tosses. And Feliz chases a slider in the dirt. Gonzalez knocks it down. Picks it up. Zips it down to first in time. The Blue Jays go down in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. We go to the seventh. No hitter still intact for the Jays, and Jorge Bautista's coming back out. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Jorge Bautista has returned to the mound for the Blue Jays as the DJs lead 3-0, top of the seventh, no hitter intact. First pitch to Dylan Hosso is tapped foul. It's 0-1. Bautista has allowed a few base runners. He's walked three, and one has reached on an error. 0-1. Fastball spotted up on the outside corner. It's 0-2. And it's to the point in this game where you hang on every pitch. Bautista nods at Duran. The 0-2 just misses off the corner. One ball, two strikes. The error came off the bat of George Lombard last inning, and a ball deep into the gap that Gene Joseph dropped. The 1-2 misses low and away, and that was the cutter. Two balls, two strikes. Well, whatever adjustment that Bautista has made since his last start has sure worked. 2-2. Roller towards the middle, past the reach of Namala, into center, and the no-hitter is over. Dylan Hosso with a seeing eye single.
Center fielder, number 12.
That's a leadoff single in the seventh. Just snuck through. Here's Jackson Castillo. First pitch. Line drive into shallow right center, and that's down for a hit. Joseph cuts it off before the wall. Hosso moves all the way to third. Throw to second. Castillo's out. Tried to stretch a single into a double. He's cut down for out number one.
Number 27, Willie Montero.
it is back-to-back hits surrendered by Bautista. So when it rains, it pours, I guess. Tarpons have their first run tonight, 90 feet away for Willie Montero. First pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. 0-1. Kick and the toss. And the dirt, Duran knocks it down. Montero lays off, 1-1, one strike. And quite the valiant no-hit effort tonight from Bautista. It's the deepest we've seen a Blue Jay take a no-hitter this season. It's 1-1. Montero takes a big, violent cut through a high fastball. 1-1, two strikes. Montero 0-1 with a walk and a ground out to third. Bautista with a breath. Delivers the 1-2. And misses low and away. Bautista now up to 74 pitches. Now he's gone very deep into games before this season. Gone as high as 86 here in single A. So who knows how long he could have gone. 2-2. Bouncer back to the mound. Bautista underhand fields. Throws to first low, but Votto scoops it up on the bounce. Hasso remains at third base, and there's two down for Hans Montero.
Now batting, third baseman Hans Montero.
Blue Jays skipper Jose Mayorga on the top step of the dugout. He'll stay put right there. Especially with a bullpen that isn't exactly rested. First pitch to Montero, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing, top of the 7th. The attention shifted from the no-hitter to now the shutout. 0-1. Misses low. Duran drops to his knees to knock it down. 1-1, one strike. Hasso just picked up Tampa's first hit of the game with a single to open this 7th. 1-1. Montero thought about it but laid off on a cutter low and outside. 2-1, one strike. Bautista stretches out his arms, kicks and delivers. And Montero bounces it foul back to the screen. 2-1, two strikes. Bautista has gone 7 full innings once before. He's the only Jay to do it this season, back on June 4th against Palm Beach. He's a strike away from doing it again. His 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Tip your cap, Jorge Bautista. 7 shutout innings. He does lose the no-hitter on Dylan Hasso's single, but Blue Jays still lead 3-0. Time to stretch at TD Ballpark on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
all stretched out at TD Ballpark, and it's been quite the ball game tonight. No hitter through six innings for Jorge Bautista. It was broken up on Dylan Hasso's single on top of the seventh, but seven shutout frames from Jorge. The Blue Jays lead it 3-0 over Tampa in game four of the six-game set. Orf Beltre Duran here against Gabriel Barbosa, who he himself is twirling a gem. First pitch to Orf. It's hopped sharply off the side of the mound to the shortstop Lombard. Gloves it and throws to first in time. Orf is set down on one pitch.
Second baseman, number one.
Here's Beltre. So Barbosa has now worked four no-hit innings out of the bullpen in relief of Chase Hampton. We'll let up all three of the Blue Jays' runs tonight. Righty on righty in the first pitch to Manny. A slider taken for a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Beltre walked in the fourth. Flied out to left his first time in the second. 0-1 pitch. Misses in on the hands. One ball, one strike. Talking to Manny, his outlook on life, on baseball, is always appreciated because of his positivity. And it's easy to see why guys gravitate towards him in the Blue Jays clubhouse. 1-1 pitch. Beltre thought about going around on a slider low and away, but he didn't. Two balls, one strike. Last month, I was talking to Manny during on-field batting practice, and I said, hey, how you doing? 2-1. A slider in there called strike, and it's 2-2. And Manny said, I'm great. I'm grateful for my life. I have my life. What could be better? And while that sounds so simple, you rarely hear any perspective from anybody like that, let alone a 20-year-old. 2-2. Is rolled towards the hole at third. Cut off by Montero. Throws to first on a short hop, and it's in time to get Beltre by a step. 5-3 put out. Brings up Edward Duran.
Now batting catcher Edward Duran.
Edward Duran 0-2. 3-0 Blue Jays, bottom seven. Going back to Beltre, you think about that perspective a little bit more, especially after what we saw last week on Saturday night with Jeyoni Munoz's injury. First pitch to Duran, called strike. Spotted up on the outside black. That's 0-1. But how that injury ended the game in the fifth inning obviously puts things in perspective. 1 to Edward, flared off the end of the bat, shallow right, and nobody's going to get it. It drops. Foul. Oh, just barely. So it's 0-2. Somewhat sizable crowd tonight at TD Ballpark, and most of them have stuck around. Why wouldn't you? It's been a quick ball game. 0-2 on the way. Duran just taps it foul at the plate. He stays alive. We'll have another 0-2. Barbosa settles into his wide stance on the rubber. Another 0-2 is swung on and missed strike three. Barbosa went to the high fastball, and he gets Duran cutting. And that ends the inning. Barbosa with seven strikeouts. Another hitless frame from him. And we go to the eighth. Blue Jays still lead 3-0 over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. there are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Well, how about this? Jorge Bautista is back out for the eighth inning as the Blue Jays lead Tampa 3-0. His first pitch is a called strike to Josue Gonzalez, and it's 0-1. But Gonzalez wants a challenge. Tampa currently has two of them left.
The called strike has been confirmed.
And now they have one left. The call is confirmed. So it's 0-1, the pitch. Gonzalez takes a wave and a miss. 0-2. Gonzalez tapped into a 6-4-3 double play back in the fifth. Also popped out to first. The 0-2. Fastball just missed a hair outside. One ball, two strikes. Wind in the pitch, misses in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Well, Bautista right now is at 84 pitches. Can't imagine he'd go much past 90 as Irv Carter is just about ready for the Jays out in the bullpen. Now the 2-2. Hopper to short, lunging, diving stop from Namala. Throw to first, the stretch from Votto, he's out. Arjun Namala takes a hit away from Josue Gonzalez.
Designated hitter, number 32, Anthony Hall.
Hopper off the bat at 95 miles an hour. He just zipped it over to first. Good stretch from Votto on the receiving end. Gonzalez is out number one, and Bautista's gone 7 1/3 shutout. First pitch to Anthony Hall, a big rip and a miss. 0-1. All 0-2. A fly out and a pop out. 0-1. Over the plate but low. One ball, one strike, and the Blue Jays want a challenge. And the call is reversed.
The ball has been overturned. The result is an 0-2 count on the batter.
So Bautista's 0-2. Just misses up. Jorge in a good rhythm. Has been all night long. His 1-2 toss to Hall. As a high bouncer to Beltre at second. He backs up, fields on the edge of the grass, and throws to first in time. Two up, two down in the eighth for Bautista.
Now batting left
he has had one runs. Special night. Can he finish eight full? Kobe Morales stands between him and that. First pitch to the lefty, a hesitant swing and a miss on a pitch low and in. So it's 0-1. Morales 0-2 with a ground out to second and a fly out to left. The pitch. A cut and a miss. Good cutter from Bautista. And he's a strike away from eight full innings. Morales calls time. Steps out of the box. Nobody in the Florida State League has gone eight full this year. The 0-2 to Morales. He went on a check swing on a ball in the dirt. And Jorge Bautista shuts out Tampa for eight innings tonight at TD Ballpark. What a start. It's still Blue Jays 3, Tampa nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. One of the best pitching efforts you'll see at the single-A level this season tonight at TD Ballpark. As Jorge Bautista goes 8 shutout against Tampa. Blue Jays lead 3-0 in the bottom of the 8th. Gabriel Barbosa back out for the Tarpons. First pitch to Gene Joseph. Here's a called strike. And it's 0-1. 8-9-1 here for the Jays against Barbosa, who relieved Chase Hampton back in the third. A one pitch. Joseph takes a cutter, low and outside. 1-1. Joseph 0-2 with a flyout and a tap out back to the pitcher. Barbosa deals, and Gene swings and foul tips it, in and out of Josue Gonzalez's mitt. Barbosa with 4 2/3 innings, hitless, shutout, 7 strikeouts. His 0-2, 1-2 rather, locks up Joseph for a called strike 3. Make it 8 strikeouts and 5 full for Barbosa. Just a pitching clinic on display tonight. And here's Drew Jemison. All 3 of the Blue Jays' runs coming against Chase Hampton. First 3 innings. Jemison scored that third run after he doubled to lead off the third. First pitch is popped up down to the first baseman Hasso. He backpedals under it and makes the two-handed catch for out number 2.
Left fielder.
Here's Victor Arias. Well, now the question is, does Jorge Bautista come back out for the ninth? Based on him going into the dugout and getting somewhat of a half hug from Jose Mayorga, that would say no, but we'll see. First pitch to Victor, misses down. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead at 3-0, bottom 8. Bautista at 93 pitches. You'd figure that's probably past the point for him, but who knows? 1-0, Arias with a big swing, comes up empty. It's 1-1. Irv Carter ready for the Jays. Out in the bullpen. If he comes on, it'll be a save opportunity. The 1-1. Arias with a wave and a miss on a back foot curveball. Beauty from Barbosa. Arias hitless tonight, but he's reached twice on a hit by pitch and a walk. Barbosa off the rubber, climbs back on. Looks in for the sign from Gonzalez. Shakes him off. Now nods. And now the 1-2. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. Arias wants a challenge, though, so hold your horses. Tampa making their way off the field, but they need to make a U-turn. It's overturned. Two balls, two strikes. Tampa now out of challenges, if I'm not mistaken. 2-2 to Victor. Line drive right at the shortstop, Lombard. He makes the grab chest high, and the inning is over. Gabriel Barbosa might get buried in the headlines in this game, but he was masterful with 5 1/3 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Last chance for Tampa. Top of the 9th, Irv Carter coming on for the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What's more American than watching America's pastime on America's birthday? Make your plans to spend your 4th of July evening at TD Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. against the rival Clearwater Threshers. Stick around after the game for a patriotic fireworks spectacular. Plus, the Jays will be wearing specialty red, white, and blue jerseys available for auction post-game, with all proceeds benefiting the Sun Coast Animal League. Snag your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. After an incredible night from Jorge Bautista, 8 shutout innings, Irv Carter takes over for the Jays to try and wrap up this shutout win. 3-0 Jays, top of the 9th. Carter with a 3.31 ERA, and he has been electric here as of late. ERA under 1 in his last 10 outings. He'll face the top of the lineup for Tampa, and the first pitch to George Lombard Jr. is a called strike. 0-1. The cutter from Carter. Throws a cutter, slider, sinker mix, also a changeup sometimes. 0-1. Awkward swing and a miss. How's that good cutter? And it's 0-2. Lombard reached on a hard hit error out to left center field. Gene Joseph dropped left center field gap when Jorge Bautista had his no-hitter going back in the 6th. Carter rocks and delivers the 0-2. It misses outside. Lombard takes. 1-2. Carter without a save yet this season. Here's his chance. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cutter up and in. Had him all kinds of twisted up. One down in the ninth.
Second baseman, number nine, Roderick Arias.
Brings up Roderick Arias. Arias 0 for 2 with a walk and two flyouts. Blue Jays 3. Tarpons nothing in the ninth. First pitch to Arias. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Really, this game has been close throughout. Obviously, three-run game, anything can happen, but it feels somewhat lopsided with all this pitching from the Jays. 0-1. Arias takes down and outside. One ball, one strike. Get to the final lineup, Bautista, here in a moment. Carter has the sign, rocks and delivers. And a slider misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. So that lineup, Bautista, one that he'll remember for a long time. Eight innings, two hits, no runs, three walks, five Ks. 2-1 to Arias. It screamed foul. Look out in the Blue Jays dugout. Looks like everybody got out of the way. Whew. Count is even now. Two balls, two strikes on Arias. Carter has thrown 20 innings over his last nine appearances, only allowing two earned runs in that time. Here's his 2-2. Head misses off the outside corner. Runs the count full, 3-2. Carter generally has not been knocked around this season. Opponents only hitting 186 against him. The trouble for him, granted there hasn't been much of it, has come with the command. Well, that's a little bit off. That's when he gets into trouble. But when he throws strikes, he's been just as good as anybody in the Blue Jays bullpen. Payoff pitch to Arias. Inside, ball four. So Tampa has a base runner in the ninth. Arias aboard
first
for Dylan Hasso.
Number 44, Dylan Hasso.
3-0 DJs. Top of the ninth inning. Hard to believe. Ground ball could end the ball game here. Middle infield at double play depth. First pitch. Misses low. It's 1-0. Lights have been flipped on. They're barely taking any effect. This ball game's been so quick. The stretch in the pitch is in there for a called strike. That trusty cutter from Irv. Although the cutter from Carter just rolls right off the tongue. Natural fit. The 1-1. He went to the cutter again and just missed a tick outside. Two balls, one strike. Hasso singled to open the seventh inning and break up Jorge Bautista's no-hitter. He's 1-for-3. Carter sets at the belt. The kick and the offer is fouled back into the top of the net. Two balls, two strikes. Irv drafted by the Jays in the fifth round in 2021. Out of high school in Fort Lauderdale. He takes a breath. Offers the 2-2. It's fought off the hands, foul. Back behind home plate over our heads. We'll have a do-over. And Hasso calls time. Hasso with 8 home runs this year. He's got good power. Looks the part from the right side. 2-2 again. It's bounced foul. Hasso battling. We've seen this from him a few times this week. Just long ABs. For a guy with so much power and such big stature in the box, you wouldn't exactly expect that contact ability from him, but he's got it. If you're a Yankees fan, just keep Dylan Hasso in the back of your mind. This is a guy who could be something. 2-2 fouled back. battle rages on. Pitch number 8 between Carter and Hasso. On the way. Check swing on a fastball inside. He held up, and that runs the count full. Blue Jays dugout is chirping. Dunedin with a 3-0 lead in the ninth. Payoff pitch to Hasso with Arias on first. It's roped down the left field line, but Hasso is out in front of it. So we'll have another payoff pitch. Pitch number 10. Second double-digit at-bat Hasso has had this week. Had a 12-pitch AB yesterday. The 3-2 again. Spotted up on the inside corner. Called strike 3. It is challenged by Hasso, though. Suspense. And then a smile from the Jays. It's a strike 3 indeed. So now Tampa is out of challenges, and they're down to their final out.
Center fielder, number 12, Jackson Castillo.
Carter had to battle for that one. Arias on first. Two outs, top of the ninth. 3-0 Jays. First pitch to Castillo. Down for ball one. Castillo singled in the seventh. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a ground out and a fly out. Carter sets at the belt. Kicks and deals. Castillo slaps it into left. Arias is there. He makes the catch, and the Blue Jays nail down a shutout win. Jorge Bautista shines in 8 shutout innings. And with the win, the Blue Jays clinch at least a series split. They lead the set 3-1. And this team keeps on rolling right along. They've won 9 of their last 11 games. And let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and see what Fort Myers is doing right now. They were postponed. Because of that, the Blue Jays trail by just half a game behind those first-place Mighty Muscles. Let's get to the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. And they leave just 1 man on base. Tampa shut out, no runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 5 left. The winning pitcher, obviously, Jorge Bautista. Bautista with 8 shutout innings, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, and just 2 hits. Took a no-hitter through 6 innings. Bautista is 3-3. Irv Carter earns the save, his first this season, while Chase Hampton gets the loss and his rehab start for Tampa. It's going to be Jorge Bautista for our post-game interview.
Your Blue Jays continue their series.
Manny Beltre is going to help out translating. So we'll stick around and try and listen for that. This ball game was played in an hour and 56 minutes in front of a crowd of 631 who got their money's worth with some dazzling pitching. And we didn't even mention Gabriel Barbosa. 5 2/3 innings, hitless shutout innings. He struck out 8 and walked 1 for Tampa. No decision for him, but he was excellent. Probably his best effort this season. And a piggyback role, no less. So we'll take a listen into our post-game interview with Jorge Bautista and Jack down on the field.
Let's send it back.
Manny Beltre standing by as well.
With winning pitcher Jorge Bautista.
What is going on, TD Ballpark? I'm here with our player of the game, Jorge Bautista. Great night tonight, Jorge. 8 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts. zero earned runs, only allowing two hits. What tonight was working? What felt good out there tonight? Phenomenal. So across those innings, you threw 93 pitches, which is, you know, it's a decent amount. What let you go that long today? What let you guys have that kind of longevity and that ability to throw 93 pitches?
He said he was attacking the zone very early, using a lot of two seamers and sliders. That's why he was making the other team give a lot of grounders and strikeouts.
The defense definitely came through and that helped you out, my friend. Congratulations. That's a great game. As always, enjoy this. Congratulations on the player game, my friend. Let's go, Blue Jays.
Jorge Bautista, player of the game tonight because, of course, eight shutout innings. The only pitcher in the Florida State League this season to go eight. We'll step aside for a break and come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single-game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand-new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single-game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back to wrap this thing up at TD Ballpark. Well, the sun is still out just a little bit. Blue Jays win in shutout fashion, 3-0 over Tampa. Jorge Bautista with a pitching performance of the season. Eight shutout innings. Took a no-hitter through six for the Jays. Just incredible. You never see that in single A. Eight innings? I mean, come on. What a night. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight. Starting with Lakeland and St. Lucie. Lakeland leads 4-1 late on the road at St. Lucie. If Lakeland wins, they'll be a game back of first place Fort Myers. And because Fort Myers was rained out tonight against Daytona, the Blue Jays pick up a half game, and they are now just a half game out of first place. Top of the eighth down in Bradenton. Jupiter in the driver's seat there. It's 7-3. Final score from Palm Beach. They weren't suspended due to rain tonight for what feels like the first time this season. Palm Beach 4, Clearwater nothing. That's all for the Florida State League tonight. Still some games yet to go final there. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization? As the action around the system gets going tonight. Up in AA New Hampshire, it's Binghamton 4, New Hampshire 2 through 6 innings in New Hampshire. They're through 5 in AAA. The Bisons on the road taking on Lehigh Valley. It's 1-1. Eugene and Vancouver will get going at 9:35 Eastern Time. Jerron Watts Brown will take the baseball for the Seas tonight. So I'll probably tune into that one to see what Jerron's up to. His ERA currently at 9, up in high A after one start, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see how start number 2 goes tonight. As for the big league club, let's see. Starting another series out west, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Later tonight, 9:40 Eastern Time, first pitch. So this one got done quick, but you can take an hour break, maybe have a beverage or a little late dinner, and then watch more baseball later on tonight as the Jays take on Arizona. Looking ahead to tomorrow's contest between these clubs, same time, same place, 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Pitching matchup, Grant Rogers for the Jays going up against, let's see, Cade Smith for Tampa. That should be a good one. Cade Smith delivered a nice outing earlier this season against these Jays. Let's hope for the Jays' sake that doesn't happen again. Grant Rogers taking the baseball for the Jays after he looked sharp his last time out. That'll about do it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Friday night for a quick one, but a good one. Jorge Bautista shuts out Tampa for 8 innings, takes a no-hitter through 6 to lead the Jays to a 3-0 victory. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll talk tomorrow. So long, everybody.